All right, so what's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling today? Just wanted to do a little brief recording. You know, I wanted to talk about making people move. All right, this is an interesting one. I was thinking about this earlier today, making people move and how people don't move, you know? And when I say people don't move, what I mean is this. So I was working on a project, and I had sent it to somebody to get some revisions and everything done on it, and then I was looking to get it sent, hoping to get it sent back, like, fairly quickly, but that's not what happened. And so what ended up happening was is that I kind of just took the initiative and started, you know, setting things into motion. And then it was like, whoa, you know, like, if you're setting it into motion, then I should be able to, you know, or whatever. Did you get my input, my insight? And this particular situation, the person's insight wasn't necessary. I was just doing it to be polite and actually to get a little bit of feedback as well, too. So I didn't really need their input. But once I got things moving, once I kind of set the wheels or gears, I guess is it gears? Once I kind of set those gears into motion, then all of a sudden that person was like, oh, no. Like, you know, wait, here's, you know, basically I sent it and like in 2 seconds they had their revisions, right? And it was like, dude, you know, I sent this like 2-3 days ago. You got those revisions quick as hell. You know, in all this time, you couldn't have done that. So sometimes you got to move to make people move. Like, you got to make the move to make them move. And, I mean, it does depend on the situation. So say, for example, if it was a project where that person's final say-so or go-ahead determined whether, you know, things got set into motion, then that's a different story. In that case, you know, I wouldn't make any moves. I wouldn't, you know, push that person or set them into motion before they were ready to be, you know, set into motion. So, you know, for that type of situation, that's, you know, what I would do. But if it's a situation where you particularly, you know, don't need somebody or, you know, someone or something to give you the go-ahead to set things into motion, you know, just go ahead and set them in motion, man. Because sometimes, you know, what I've noticed is that when, you know, you just fucking around with people, they just fuck around too much, man. They take too much time. And, you know, they're just slow to move sometimes. And I know because, you know, I've been that guy who's been, like, slow to move. Like, you know, dragging ass and all that other stuff, you know. I'm looking over at the track I just passed by. It's a track I used to run at, you know, like, every day last summer. Not every day, but close to every day. Funny, I'm looking at the people out there now, but I already got my run in for today. I was able to get up nice and early this morning and go for an early morning run, which is pretty nice. I've only done that not even a handful of times, but I'm actually liking that. But that's not the point. So the point is that sometimes you have to move people. You know, sometimes you have to just set things in motion and, you know, let them keep up, man. Like, so I was saying this to my wife the other day. It was like, you know, I was kind of like, you know, fucking around, you know, joking with her or whatever the case may be. And I was saying to her, I said, you know, I'm not the smartest person out there. You know, there's not a lot that sets me apart from other people, I guess, like intellectually wise, you know. I said, but what does set me apart is that I just fucking do things, you know. And I said that to her, you know, joking around, but now that I sit here and I actually think about it, it's so true. It is something that has set me apart from people for many years when I actually sit back and I look at it, and it's something that I've noticed that sets other people apart from, you know, others, right? Is that they actually just do things. They actually just take that action and go into creating it. And the funny thing is when somebody's in that, like, personal development stage or that stage where they're trying to grow, where they're trying to do something and, you know, launch a business or try out for a play. You know, I don't know. Go for a job interview or, you know, maybe they're watching somebody else live a life or a dream or, you know, quote unquote fantasy that they wish that they were living. And sometimes you'll see people sit back and they're like, man, you know, like how they get that, or they're so lucky, you know, they know this person, they know that person, or their parents are this person or that person. And, you know, what I've noticed from my personal experience is that, yeah, you know, some people have certain advantages, but not everybody has all those advantages. And it doesn't matter how many advantages that you have. What matters is that you actually take the action and go ahead and do it, right? You just take that action and you go ahead and you just do it. And it makes me think, this is kind of like a perfect example. So there's a guy, there's a company that I do marketing for, okay? And I was able to basically, you know, like land the account from a friend of mine that I've known for a couple years. Alright, so I was able to leverage a relationship. Alright, so that's my advantage. Now, there's somebody in the office who also was supposed to be doing marketing as well, and, you know, that person just kind of never got around to it. But as soon as I showed up on the scene, they were interested, you know, in getting back into the flow of it. So, it made me think, like, you know, I ended up getting some, you know, my workflow and their workflow is completely different. You know, I'm just, hey, you know, I'm independent per se. You know, I just do things remotely. You know, I don't have to go into an office or whatever. And this person has to do that. But they've been there, you know, I mean, they haven't known the guy longer than I have, but they've been at that company for a while and they worked with that guy like one-on-one. So they could have done it if they wanted to. You know, they could have took advantage of that situation. They could have leveraged that relationship and they could have tried to negotiate those terms. And if they don't, then there's nothing that I can do about that. You know, whether I'm there or I'm not there, what they do or don't, or do not do or don't do, what they do or don't do, doesn't depend on me. You know, I came in and I'm asking for what I wanted, and that's about it. You know, after that, keeping it moving. Not to be like keeping it moving, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to ask for what I want, and you know, and I'm going to fight for what it is that I want. And I've been, you know, in this life game. I just say life game because, you know, you're just in life. But I've been in this life game long enough to know, man, that, like, yo, if you want something, you got to push for it, you know? And if you want to get something, you got to hustle for it. You know, I've been through enough to know that that's what you have to do. And the first step is taking action, you know? That's one of the big things that, if anybody ever hears this, and you listening to it, that's one of the biggest things, is just taking action. And it doesn't matter what type of action that it is. It doesn't matter if it's a small action or if it's a massive action. You just have to take action. And there's things that I've done all my life, and I still get nervous as if it's the first time I've ever done it or I'm ever doing it, you know. I remember back in college, I used to sell mixtapes. This is when CDs could still sell, you know. Good luck going around trying to sell CDs now. But, yeah, this is when CDs could still sell. And I would print these CDs out. I even made, like, these business cards, right? Like, who the fuck makes business cards selling, you know, bootleg mixtapes and CDs? But I did. And I remember that, you know, I remember, you know, being in my car, you know, pulling up on campus and about to get ready to go out there and, you know, try to hustle some of this product, man, some of this work, you know. And I remember being nervous. Now, I've been selling and hustling shit all of my life, you know, haggling and whatever, man. Like, just getting it how I live. And it's just something that I've been doing forever. It's just, it is my life. I just get it how I live. It's just life. But I remember just being, like, super nervous, man. And, you know, I don't know why. But I ended up doing it. I ended up taking action. I ended up making me some money, man. You know, and it's like, I've done it before, but, you know, every once in a while, you get the jitters, you know, it's like, you're doing it for the first time all over again, and, you know, I guess that's actually a good thing, you know, at least that's how I've been starting to look at it, because for years, I've trained track athletes, that was my thing, so I've trained athletes and soccer guys, you know, I was a coach for many years, and on the day of the meet, or, you know, the day of the game, before the game got started, or the meet kicked off, and if my runners or my athletes, they would say to me, you know, oh, man, I'm nervous, I would say yes. That's a good thing. You know, you want to be nervous, right? We want to be nervous. That means that you're going to have extra energy, you know, when you go into that race, when you come out of those blocks, you know, I got them to start, like, thinking that way, you know, and at first they looked at me like I was crazy, of course, like, who wouldn't, but, yeah, I got them to start thinking that way, so it was pretty cool, man, but the same rules apply to me now, you know, when I get nervous or I get, you know, a little bit anxious of something, I just tell myself, like, all right, well, that's good, that means I'm gonna have a lot of energy, and it means that I got a pulse, right, it means that, like, if I wasn't scared of anything, who knows, that might not be good. I don't know if that would be a good thing, so. Anyway, well, that's it for today. So, you know, just to recap, when it comes time to bust a move, man, just bust a move. You know, you can't always sit around and wait for people, because people will drag their feet. So, sometimes you gotta move them. You gotta know when to make moves and, you know, when to hold and be patient and wait for the right time to make a move. But if you have all rights to make a move, you don't need to wait for anybody's permission to come along and tell you what you can do. Just go for it. So, until next time, people. Peace.